Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 71, Grace Enough. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. It was spoken to a man who knew God's power up close. Paul, who had seen the extraordinary, who had carried the gospel across continents, who had suffered more than most of us ever will. And still, there was a thorn, a pain that would not leave. He prayed once. He prayed twice. He prayed three times. And God did not take the thorn away. God answered with something better than removal. He answered with himself. My grace is sufficient for you. I want you to hear what God is actually saying here. He is not saying it will be easy to endure. He is not promising the pain ends today. What he is saying is this: where you end, I begin. Your limits do not block God's power. They are precisely where God's power shows up. The Lord does not appear in spite of your weakness. He appears inside it. And that is the paradox that changes everything. Grace cannot fill clenched hands. It cannot fill the chest of someone who is performing strength, holding it together on their purpose, presenting the world a version of themselves that doesn't need anything. Help begins where weakness is admitted. Have you noticed that? That the moment you finally say, I cannot carry this alone, that is the moment grace finally has somewhere to land. Paul understood this. The man who could have boasted in visions, in labor, in suffering endured, he reached a point where he stopped advertising his strength. He started boasting in weakness instead. Not because weakness is glorious in itself, but because weakness was where the power of Christ came to rest on him. He traded the glory of looking strong for the glory of carrying Christ. And sufficient, I want to be clear about this, is not a bumper sticker. It is not a coffee mug verse. It is a verdict. It was tested in real pain, in the thorn that was not removed, in long nights with no easy answer. Grace holds exactly where it hurts, not before the hurt, not around it, right there inside it. That is where it holds. So here is the call for today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check the news, before you start running, stop. Name your weakest spot to God in one honest sentence. Not a polished prayer, just a real confession. Lord, this is where I don't have enough. And ask his grace to carry it today. Not necessarily to make it disappear, to carry it, because he can and you can't. That is the act. That is where you start. Open hands, not clenched fists. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.